Hello and welcome to the CISS podcast. This is the On the Spot series by China Forum. In this series, we return to the platform of international forums and webinars where leading minds in academia, government, business, technology, and media deliver novel, collaborative responses to the global issues of the day.
Hello and welcome to CISS podcast, On the Spot series. In today's program, we'll share with you Ambassador Fu Ying's opinions on global order shared at the 7th Paris Peace Forum. Ambassador Fu Ying, former Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs of China, was invited to a panel discussion at the 7th Paris Peace Forum early November on the topic of history in the making. How will the U.S. election impact the world? The panel discussions centered around the possible changes in U.S. policy in the next 4 years and the possible impact on the world. For instance, will the U.S. continue to lead on the global stage? Or will they turn inward to prioritize domestic interest? Will U.S. uphold multilateralism and seek to resolve regional conflicts? Or will it intensify geopolitical tensions through interference? Given the significant impact of U.S.-China relations on geopolitics and international affairs, Ambassador Fu's perspectives on these issues attracted high attention during the seminar. In today's podcast, we will share highlights from her speech. Ambassador Fu began her remarks on the global order and multilateralism by addressing different interpretations of international order and the divergent paths these perspectives might lead to.
Since you are all aware of the relationship between China and U.S. at the moment, I should be careful commenting on the American domestic politics. I want to follow up what Qiao was saying about the system failing. I'll offer another angle, how we see the system is failing. We'd like to talk about the world international order, global order. Are we talking about the same thing? What order are we talking about? When China talks about international order, we're talking about the legal, the economic system and UN Charter under the United Nations. But we have to admit there's another order around that, outside, which is the Western world order, which survived the Cold War. Overlaps with UN in the economic field is open. It has helped propel the economic globalization, and China is part of it. But this order has also another two boxes which are exclusive, like in political field, in ideology, China is ostracized, and in the security, NATO. NATO looks after the security interests only of its members. So the question is that now the world is changing fast, and United States, after years of strategic overstretchiness, you could see from the elections that people are less interested and more reluctant to reach out or to invest more in the world affairs. And I think sometimes Americans are behaving like saboteur. It's undermining the order itself. So if we talk about the election, how it's going to impact for us to watch is whether U.S. is going to address the flaws and make it more accommodative, opened up more, or to undermine it further. And next element is that economic globalization has diluted the world power. No one country or group of countries can resolve all the global challenges. What's next? I think China's observation is that the world will move more towards multipolarity, multipolarization. China itself, although U.S. is trying to compete with China and thinking that China might come and replace U.S. to be the next hegemon, but that is not what China wants. And economic globalized world, I don't think it's going to accept another paramount hegemon. So how are we going to manage a multipolar world? Can we find the right path? I think that's the meaning of the Paris Peace Conference as well.
On China-U.S. relationship, Ambassador Fu Ying emphasized that U.S. tariffs on Chinese products ultimately increase costs for American consumers. She suggested that both sides engage in pragmatic and constructive dialogue to address this issue.
There are lots of rhetoric about China, But I think the focus in elections is more on domestic matters. So on China, what will happen is too early to predict. But during the first Trump administration, there were high tariffs and China reacted. The Biden administration continued the tariffs. 7 years afterwards, I read the U.S. Think tank's analysis. Apparently, the supply chain has adapted. It has become longer and more complicated. And 92% of the cost was taken by the consumers. So how much the two countries can sustain in the next stage, there's a big question mark. I think, like China said, that it's not what one country or one country administration is going to do, it's what the rest of the world will do. I think there should be more discussions, more debate, and statistical analysis about how these tariffs are affecting and how we should address the issues. Between China and U.S., if we can sit down and negotiate, lots of things can be resolved. But if you start with a fist, it's very hard to persuade people that if you are beaten up, you should not react. So it's a difficult situation, but I hope there will be more sensitivity in the future.
While talking about China-EU relations, particularly in the context of tariffs, Ambassador Fu expressed confidence in the wisdom of both China and EU in resolving challenges through diplomatic negotiations.
Talking about the China-EU Comprehensive Agreement on Investment, the Chinese side is certainly very supportive of resuming it. I think it's on the EU side. There might be some administrative difficulties, but I think the fact that the two sides, in spite of all the difficulties and with many, many years of negotiations, could finally agree on the text is valuable, and I hope it can open soon.
You've been listening to CISS Podcast on the Spot series. Stay tuned and we'll bring you more insightful opinions from live speeches, high-level seminars, and international conferences. Thank you for listening.